It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We're in our second hour already here on this Sunday morning. Looks like rain's a-coming today. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. The biggest change to Social Security in decades, maybe ever, happening because of this brand new budget bill that is just passed by the House and now just passed by the Senate on the 30th, sitting on your favorite president's desk to be signed. So there's obviously a lot happening here. It's the budget, the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015. But if you look inside of that bill, there's something that says Subtitle C, Protecting Social Security Benefits, Section 831, Closure of Unintended Loopholes, which means that you are no longer going to have the option for a retroactive lump sum. We've talked about this a lot in the last couple of months. Lawrence Kotlikoff's book, Get What's Yours, one of the most popular financial planning books, all centered around Social Security in the last decade. Now it's going to be totally irrelevant. He's going to have to just throw it away and write a brand new one, because a big part of the theme on this book that we've talked about here on the show is waiting, waiting, waiting so you can have more, but you also have options if you change your mind. Hey, I'm waiting. I didn't file at 66. I'm going to wait to 68, and I'm changing my mind. I want my money back. It's called a lump sum. That's going away. It's no longer going to be the case if this bill gets signed, which it looks like it certainly will be. So we also, the other thought about some of this optionality here is what was called the restricted file for a spousal benefit. You could, if you're 66 and your spouse is 66, you could restricted file, take your spouse's social, allow your own social to continue to grow, and then let that kick in at a later age, age 70. That's going away. That optionality is considered a loophole with this Congress, and it's going away. So it's part of the budget bill that extends the debt ceiling also has all of these new provisions for Social Security. So the world just got, to some extent, it's getting less complicated. Social Security planning now will be less complicated because you're not going to have this file suspend option. You're not going to have, well, you'll still be able to suspend and have a greater amount the longer you wait for social. But the spousal part of this, that looks, the spousal where you can collect your spouse's and have your own benefit continue to grow, that piece of this is going away. It looks like it over the next, within the next 6 months or so. So if you're on the cusp, and here's where I want, so I don't get 1,000 phone calls on this. If you're already 70 and you're collecting Social Security, from what I can tell, nothing's changing at all with this new bill. You're going to continue to get your same amount of Social Security, cost of living, all that should stay the same. If you're 55 and you are still a long way off to get Social Security, again, you can deal with the rules, and you really, even more so than ever, you're going to wait until you're ready to collect so that you also know the current rules in place so that you can then make the decision. It's not worth it today at 55 to start strategizing about this animal that's continuing to shift and change. It's really those who are right on the cusp, age around 66, if you're about to turn 66 and you're trying to make some of these decisions, those of you in that group, really going to have to understand these new rules and really understand the window of time you have left or remaining to maximize your Social Security. That's something obviously we're happy to help you with throughout the week. It's going to continue to be something that you really have to understand. And you can always email me. So you can go to my website, wesmoss.com. The contact button on the left-hand side of those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team, and we'll get you an answer, or we'll talk this through with you. With that respect, we are live here this morning covering, again, markets 8% higher for the month of October. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 8.5, S&P 500 up 8, and we're back to almost flat for the year. We bottomed out August and September, very difficult months of the year. We were down almost a full 15%, 13, 14, 15%. And then we've rallied all the way back, almost back to even for the year. Year to date, the Dow is only down 1%. S&P 500 is back to some extent, back to up about 1%. And that's where we stand. So all of this angst and all of this anxiety over the market crashing and correcting, 6 weeks later, we're back to where we started the year. And that's the roller coaster that this puts you on, which gives me even, this is yet another example why being a disciplined, income-oriented investor is so important. Because if you have a collection of stocks that are paying you dividends, guess what? Dividends didn't change through that period of time. So your quarterly distributions or dividends you get from stocks like Southern Company, Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, they stayed the same. In fact, they continue to have upward pressure as far as what they distribute out to you. So if you have this conviction that, yeah, the market may be down 10 or 15% over the course of 2 months, which isn't comfortable for anybody, but if you have this steady dividend stream that you're collecting and you're focusing in on that, knowing that the companies you own have such high quality that even though they might be down 10 or 15 or 20% because the emotion of the markets take them there, we know that eventually the price will recover. In the meantime, I've collected my steady rent payment, if you will, from these companies. And that didn't change. I also, if I'm collecting interest from various bond instruments, that interest didn't change either. If I'm highly diversified in how I'm collecting my bond interest, my interest shouldn't have changed either. Rates didn't change that much during this period of time. And then if I'm collecting distributions from other areas of the market, we call, me and the Money Matters team, we refer to as alternative income, the big pipeline companies, which in price have not been great this year, MLPs, big pipe national pipeline companies like Plains All American or Kinder Morgans of the world, which is now is slightly different in legal structure. Energy Transfer Partners, the big pipeline companies that move oil and natural gas around the country, those distributions, for the most part, haven't changed. The price of these stocks had fallen with the price of oil and the price of natural gas. We've seen, it looks like we've seen some sort of bottom here, and we're seeing some recovery now in prices. But again, that distribution level, the cash flow didn't change much. So you take distributions and you take dividends and you take your interest and you put them together. Those three areas add up to a portfolio cash flow. It's a payment to you. It's a rent payment. If you own a house, you don't care if your house goes, if you own a $100,000 house, it goes up to 110 or goes into 90. You as the landlord or the homeowner, you don't really care much about the shift in price, particularly in a home, because you don't really see it in real time. You care about your rent payment. You care about getting your rent payment every single month. And that's the same thing with income-oriented investing. Put those three highly important areas together and the portfolio cash flow stays predictable in what is obviously a very otherwise unpredictable stock market or market of stocks. Again, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're going to go here to the phones. Ryan, I know we've got lots on hold. Where do I start? We're going to start with Dennis, who joins us from Athens. Dennis, welcome to Money Matters. How can we help?
Yes, sir.
You're on the air, Dennis. How can I help?
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. Loud and clear, actually.
Very good. I am 62. Worked hard all my life. I've been very privileged to enjoy everything I've done through most of my life. Now I'm working for in a job that I simply detest. I want to know my options of taking some Social Security, maybe partial Social at the age of 63, and continue working at a job for less money, but something that I may enjoy.
I think a lot of people listening to the radio right now relate to you, Dennis, where you've been doing something, and for the most of your life, you've been fortunate that you're doing something you really like and it's been fun, but you find yourself in a job that isn't so fun and you don't love it and you have no passion for it. And it almost is a message of, hey, go do something else that you really enjoy. And now that you're 62 or getting closer to the Social Security age, you've got this option now to start turning that switch on. The question will be, as you move to a new, let's say you go do something totally different that you actually like, do you have an inclination of about how much you would earn? Would it be $5,000 a year or would it be $50,000 a year? What, try to estimate that for me.
I would say right now I'd probably take not that much of a decrease, probably 10% decrease in what I'm making now.
Well, and about how much, but what level is that? How much income would that be?
I would say $30,000 a year, sir.
So the answer then pretty simply is that you do not want to take Social Security, because at 62, and the rules very clearly are between 62 and 66, your full age, if this year's annual earnings limit is just under $16,000 a year. So if you make more than $15,720, if you're under the full retirement age, which for you is probably 66, you've got to be careful about how much you're making, because if you're not, then you have this penalty on what you're collecting. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay. The penalty on what you're collecting. All right, we've got to run here to quick break. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. You're listening to Money Matters right here on News 95. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. On a cloudy Sunday morning, the number here in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, as we continue to work through all of these new questions about, hey, Social Security looks like it will be changing. Again, none of this is law just yet. We have the House passed the new budget deal. The budget deal on the 28th, Senate passed it on the 30th, and now inside of the new budget bill, the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015, there are new changes to Social Security that are supposedly coming. This is still yet to be signed into law. It looks highly probable that it will be. And if that happens, there are some changes for those of you who are 66 and still haven't done what's called a spousal file and suspend, or a restricted file for your spousal benefits. Also, the lump sum provision is going away when it comes to this new provision. Subtitle C, Protecting Social Security Benefits, Section 831, Closure of Unintended Loopholes. That's what we're talking about here. So let's go to the phones here. Again, 404-872-0750. We're going to Sandra, who joins us on the line. Sandra, good morning. How can we help?
Good morning, Les. I have been Googling ever since you came on the air, trying to figure out what this all means. I am 62, was married for 14 years. My former husband will turn 69 in January, and he is waiting till 70 because he's still working. I was planning to take half of his at 66.
Right.
And then see what happened with mine when I turned 70, whether I was going to go over to mine or continue on his. Does this mean that this is gone?
Correct. It looks as though, and you're one of the, I would say, hundreds of thousands of people that have been looking forward to this, and you're saying, yeah, hey, I'm waiting to 66, I'm going to take my spousal, and I'm going to let my own Social Security benefit grow, and then I'm going to switch at 70 to that higher level. That is what they are calling here, if this goes into law, which it seems as though it will be, that's what they're calling a loophole. And
wow,
that's what is going to, that's a radical change for you.
Right.
Now you can still get spousal benefits. So I want to make sure people understand that under this new provision, that the spousal benefit's not going away, Sandra.
Right.
It's just that you can't get half of your spouse's while your own benefit continues to accrue, and then you switch at a later date. That's what's going away. All right. So okay, you can still get spousal. If when you're at 66, you can still get your full spousal, but you can't choose between which one. Yours can't continue to grow. That's the way this new provision is working. So they're saying that these were loopholes, and supposedly these loopholes are looks like they're going away. She now you could file at 62, but you're going to be deemed as taking your benefit and your excess spousal if you were to do it today.
I don't need to. I mean, that's not an issue for me.
Okay. So we've got to run here, but yeah, this is why I've got to get this news out there so people like you can start planning for this, because it's the numbers are changing. Your numbers will change now because of this, what looks like updated legislation that's coming down the pike very, very soon. If you want to find me and the Money Matters team, easy to do so. Just go to WesMoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Contact button on the left-hand side. Those emails come straight to me. Or you can email me, radio@yourwealth, YOURwealth.com. You are listening to Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll cover breaking news, Kirk Miller's weather, and traffic red alerts throughout the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Good to be here. We're the second hour already of Money Matters, and we are full of calls today because we're talking about Social Security and the changes potentially coming to Social Security because we have the new budget bill. So we extended the debt ceiling. It doesn't look like we're worried about that for the next year or two. And inside of that bipartisan budget plan, there are lots of other pieces of future legislation. It was passed by the House on the 28th, the Senate on the 30th, and it's on your favorite president's desk to be signed. So it's probably going to happen. And in that, there are some dramatic changes coming to Social Security. You're no longer going to be able to do what's called a restricted file for your spousal and then switch over to your higher amount. They're calling that a loophole. You're no longer going to be able to wait, and take a lump sum benefit for what you didn't collect. They're calling that a loophole. So what that means, a couple of things. For if you're really young, if you're 55 and under, forget about it. Social Security is so far away that you have to wait to figure out what the rules are when you are ready to apply. So don't even worry about it today. If you're 70 and you're already collecting Social Security, nothing's going to change. So don't get paranoid about this future legislation that looks like it's about to happen. I got a lot of calls about that. Hey, I'm 85, Wes. Does this mean I have to call Social Security tomorrow? No. Nothing's changing here. Where you need to be concerned is if you're on that cusp, if you're in those Social Security decision years, 62 to 66, you've got to figure out if you want to get Social Security enacted today, in the next several months. According to Lawrence Kotlikoff, who's really the Social Security expert that I turn to often when things get complicated, he's saying you've got about 6 months before all this gets enacted. And that's when, so over the next course of the next half a year, if you're one of those ages that's on the cusp of making these major decisions, that's when you've got to that's when you need to inquire, make sure you understand all of this so that you're still maximizing your Social Security. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Bob joins us on the line. Bob, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. How can we help, man?
Good morning, sir. I'm curious. I'll be 66 in 13 months. My birthday's in December. And I want to go ahead and start drawing my Social Security, but I'm going to continue to work. And I also got like $100,000 retirement and T. Rowe Price, which I'm not going to touch it until I have to. Will I be penalized in any way on the Social Security?
No, you're thinking about 62 to 66. So, Bob, if you were calling me, where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm a truck driver leaving Atlanta going to Miami, Florida.
Oh, wait, so you're on the road?
Yes, sir. I'm a long-distance road driver.
Oh, wow. So you're coming through Atlanta, and you're still tuning in to WSB. I like to hear that.
Love WSB. Very good show.
Thank you. We loved having you. I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. In your age, if you wait to 66, which is, they call it the NRA or the FRA, the normal retirement age, the full retirement age, you get to that number, and you can make all the money you want working somewhere else, and it does not negatively impact your Social Security. If you were to be in the window, call this the gray zone, 62 to 66, 62, you could take Social, but your full age is until 66. That four-year window, that's when you have to worry about what you're making in order to get, and so if you're making over $15,720 a year while you're working and you're 60, let's say you were 63 right now and you were taking Social, yeah, your Social would get impacted. But because you're going to wait all the way to 66, work all you want, drive all you want, earn all you want, and collect Social Security, and you're totally fine. Bob, thank you, my friend. 404-872-0750, the number here in the studio. We're going to continue to go to the phones. Angie joins us from Athens. Angie, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. What's going on?
Yes, my question is about widow's benefits. I'm 58 now, and my husband passed away 3 years ago. And I wanted to be able to keep working my full-time job, and I just wondered how, you know, when I can draw the benefits for the widows.
Okay, Angie, so here's what happens when it comes to a widower benefit. You can start receiving Social Security as early as age 60. But if you do it at age 60, it's going to be somewhat reduced, and you'll have to ask Social Security about the exact numbers here, Angie. But the other thought is that you do have to do this in person. So you've got to go to the Social Security office and you've got to apply for this in person. But again, you should be able to do this as early as age 60. But again, the numbers certainly change. You're going to need to get the exact numbers from Social Security. So you're going to want to go there in person anyway, Angie. But that's the route you want to take here. And you're continuing to work though, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How long are you going to continue to work, do you think, Angie?
As long as I possibly can.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so you'll certainly need to go to them in person. You'll get the exact numbers from them, and it won't be that long before you're able to start taking this. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. We're going to go to John, who joins us from Sugar Hill. Hey, John, good morning. How can we help?
Morning. At age 66, if my spouse is 64, and I want to, you know, I want to draw both my Social Security at 66 as well as get the spousal benefit, but she's 2 years younger than me, what percentage of my benefit does my spouse get?
It's going to be she would have to go all the way to 66 to get a full 50%, John. So it's going to be it's going to be obviously lower than that. It's going to probably, if she was 62 and she wanted to do it, it'd be as low as 30% of yours. So I don't have an exact calculator here, but let's split the difference. She'll probably get 35 to 40% of your benefit, probably closer to 40 from my experience on this. But again, that's the other thing that's important that I think that this question brings up after today is that the changes to some of this new potential legislation that we're likely going to be signed very soon is that the main change is for you can no longer restricted file as a spouse, collect your spouses, and then switch over to your higher amount later in life. It does not change the fact that you're able to take a spousal Social Security benefit. That's not going away at all, John. So your spouse, our spouses can still choose to, if it makes financial sense, still can choose to get our spousal benefits, whatever your benefit is, some certain percentage there. Of course, it'll be impacted by how soon she takes it. If you wait to the full 66, you'll get a full 50%. If you do it before that, in your case, age 64, it's probably going to be closer to 35 or 40%. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We still have lots of calls here that Ryan's talking through, and he's passing those calls on to me. Let's just continue to go here. Chris joins us from Decula. Chris, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. How can I help?
Good morning. Been listening, and you've been talking all around my age group. My wife and I are sitting here, and I'm 59, turning 60 early next year. Do we need to be concerned about this, or are we too far away from the deadline to do anything about it at this point? How's it going to affect us?
From what I can tell here, there's a couple of things that come to mind for your age group. And I tried to allude to this earlier, that because this is a real slap in the face that we have such major changes going on to Social Security, and right now nobody's talking about it. In fact, we've had how many debates presidentially, and none of this was even brought up. I didn't hear one thing, and I've seen every single second of almost every single debate, and nobody's bringing this up. So I don't even know if the candidates knew about this. But if you're, let's say you're 55, you're 59, I don't think any of this materially impacts you because you've got to wait for the very earliest you could file anyway is another 3 years from now. So all of this window, which I think is the next 6 months to take advantage of the old rules versus the new, none of that's going to apply to you by the time you get to Social Security age. So it's going to get back to what are more fundamentally straightforward calculations on taking, it's really going to be whether you wait or not. So you can take it early and you get a lower amount for longer. You can wait and wait and wait and get a higher amount for a shorter period of time. That's really what the calculation for you, Chris, and anybody in their 50s is really going to be faced with. So it's actually, if all this shakes out from the way I see it, by the time you get to Social Security, they're just going to be less options. So it's a simpler call for you. It's really just about how long you think you're going to live, whether you need the money today or not, and if it's affordable for you guys to wait or not. So it's going to actually get, Social Security planning should actually get slightly easier moving forward. If you want to find me and the Money Matters team, easy to do so. You can go to wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Contact button on the left-hand side of those emails. Come straight to me and the Money Matters team. We're happy to answer those questions for you. If it gets more complicated, we're happy to sit down and discuss this and how it relates back to your overall financial situation, something I do nearly every single day of the week, and happy to do so. You are listening to Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750.
Hi, this is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News on WSB. Our 24-hour news center delivers updates 4 times an hour all weekend. Depend on it. We'll be back Monday morning, 4:30 tonight, for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
What's that? Good morning. Welcome back to a busy morning here on Money Matters, because we have, and this is when you're tuning in, when people are calling and saying, wait, did I miss something? I don't know if you missed something. I don't know when you tuned in, because yes, there are changes coming to Social Security. Do not panic about this at all. Social Security is a gigantic, monstrous beast. From what I can tell, we're going to see two changes coming down the road. If you're already getting Social Security, this likely won't apply to you at all. If you're under the age of 60 and you still got a couple years before you're even eligible, again, none of this applies to you at all. Sure, there will be some differences in how you get your Social Security relative to how somebody this year got their Social Security, but that it is what it is, and you're not going to be able to do anything about it until you're 62 or 66 anyway. So don't worry about it. No, there's no need to panic on any of this. You still can have a spousal benefit. That's not going away. Just there's a provision that allows you to utilize getting your spouse's benefit while yours accrued to a higher level that looks to be going away. The thought about getting a retroactive lump sum benefit, if you change your mind and you've waited to get Social Security 67, 68, you still hadn't collected, you were going to be able, you're now currently still allowed to go back to them and say, hey, I want to take all the money I didn't take and not get a higher monthly amount anymore, but I just want to get my monthly payments back in a lump sum. That, again, is going away. Unless you're grandfathered in, which means you have to be, from what I can tell, again, this is legislation passed the House and the Senate, yet to be signed, but it looks as though that retroactive lump sum option is going to be going away. So Social Security is actually getting simpler. It's really about what you get today in the payment versus waiting to get a higher payment in the future. And of course, the answer there, the variable, the critical variable is all about longevity, your own longevity. We've got to do a weekend prize pack. We probably have, I think we've probably set a record today for answered phone calls on questions on the air. Ryan Ely, who has been the busiest guy in the studio, but really Scott Maxim today, Ryan Ely, I've been the least busy. That's how crazy it's been here this morning. Ryan, we've got a weekend prize pack. What say you?
This week's WSB McDonald's weekend prize pack, a family 4-pack of tickets to an upcoming Atlanta Gladiators home game at the arena at Infinite Energy Center, and 4 passes to an advanced screening of The 33 on November 10th at 7:30 p.m. at Regal Atlantic Station. The film is based on the true story of the Chilean mining accident. This week's trivia question, Pfizer, which is close to the largest drug company in the world, announced a monster deal that could be worth more than $113 billion. What company is Pfizer rumored to be buying?
All right, so we're going to put all this plus any other articles and links back to Lawrence Kotlikoff's website, who's the author of Get What's Yours, and he has been out front helping me understand, me and the Money Matters team understand all these provisions around Social Security. We've got a whole group of people that have helped me on this because this is complicated. So several of our Money Matters team members are really, really strong on Social Security. And one of the resources we use is Lawrence Kotlikoff. So we'll put a link to there on our Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, it's Wes Moss Money Matters. And you can find some of those links that you can read even more about this. Again, just Wes Moss Money Matters. If you want to find me and the Money Matters team, just go to wesmoss.com. Contact button on the left-hand side to come straight to me. Enjoy the rest of this wonderful Sunday. You've been listening to Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.